first quarter of the season about to come to a close. Week 4 in Big D.
Bears are heading down to Jerry World, hoping to prove they're primetime players. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, a big one down in Big D on Monday. What are your thoughts on the game against the Cowboys?
Don't let the atmosphere be too big. It's going to be Monday Night Football. It's going to be the Taj Mahal of all stadiums in the NFL. Stadium so big, the bus pulls in and drops the players right off at the locker room door. Come out, walk through a bar. The atmosphere is going to be unbelievable. Just make sure you're only ready for playing the football game. Don't get excited about pulling into that big stadium. Get excited about beating the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be a big, emotional, loud event. The Bears got to take control of this game early.
Let's talk about the Bears' offense first. They've struggled a little bit the last couple weeks. We're crazy in the first game. I mean, we all thought that this is going to be an incredible season for the offense. They've only scored one touchdown in each of the last two games. What's the key to the offense getting back on track? And is it just a matter of growing pains for a new offense under Mike Tyson?
You're exactly right. They're still on track. It's a process. You build an offense throughout the season, and you want the best of that offense to be seen at the end of the year. So, again, trying to understand the movable parts in this offense is going to take time. And then when you have the atmosphere that you're going to have in Dallas, very loud, it's even a little bit more difficult. So have patience in the process. On the road, it's going to take time. But they're still waiting to have that explosion game on the road that gives them respect around the league, knowing that they can go from Soldier Field to an opponent's stadium and still display the weapons they have.
The Bears were unable to contain Clay Matthews when they played up in Green Bay. Now they're facing another one of the great pass rushers in DeMarcus Ware. How do they approach him as far as, are they going to give help to the offensive line? Are they going to try to get the ball out of the hands of the quarterback quickly? How are they going to go attack the Cowboys with Ware?
Every pass protection, there's a specific direction. Try to make sure that you're in the direction of DeMarcus Ware. And when you're not, the quarterback has to know that that isolated block, that isolated pass rusher could be the quickest point of pressure. So again, it's about devising a game plan, not only to keep the Dallas front seven off balance, but making sure you're in the right direction of DeMarcus Ware.
Matt Forte is a guy that missed the game last week. He may play this week. He may be over the injured ankle that he suffered against the Green Bay Packers. How much of a difference would he make being able to play against the Cowboys?
If he's not 100%, he wouldn't make much of a difference. And that's what I want for Matt Forte. This is such a long season, and we need the best out of Matt Forte going down the line. So if he comes into this game and he's 75%, sit at home another week and allow Khalil Bell, Michael Bush, and Armando Allen to carry the load. They're still capable of doing that for this offense. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of challenges downfield that Jay Cutler and the offense wants to take advantage of, but I want a healthy Matt Forte for the long term.
I think the Bears' defense has played exceptionally well so far in the season. If you look at the Aikman ratings, which consider a lot of different categories, not just total yards, Bears' defense is ranked number one entering week 4. What do they have to do against Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys?
Continue to provide the pressure with the front four. Then that allows those guys back in coverage to be more, to fill their lanes, to get in the way and try to make those interceptions. One thing Tony Romo do is he's going to take his big receivers, he's going to challenge the defensive backs downfield to make the big catch. But I don't know if this offensive line is capable of providing the protection for those lengthier routes. So my concern, that intermittent area with Jason Witten, hasn't had a great start to a season because of injuries in the preseason. However, if Tony Romo is looking for his escape route, look to Jason Witten's territory.
This week's Twitter question comes from Eric Grogan. He wonders, have the Bears faced three teams with horrible offensive lines, or is the pass rush that good?
It's a great question. One of the things, the offensive line probably is the position that takes the longest to develop throughout a football season. And they've been able to take advantage of some decent offensive lines, but better defensive line play. And I think that's what you're going to see this weekend. Dallas offensive line isn't that good. Now you take the combination of athletes that Rod Marinelli and Mike Fair, the defensive line coach, can throw at their opponent. Look for Dallas's offensive line to continue to stay off balance and give up some pressure against Tony Romo.
Tom, every week we pick a player that's going to have a significant impact on the game. Make your case for your guy.
Charles Tillman. Tim Jennings is doing so great. He's so efficient, intercepting everything that comes his way. When are they going to start challenging Charles Peanut Tillman? And I think this might be the week. They do have big receivers, Dez Bryant, Miles Austin, the rest of the fellas. So peanut, when the ball comes your way, snag it out of the air, take it back for six.
I'm going to stick on the defensive side of the ball as well. I'm going to go with Julius Peppers. The Bears lead the NFL with 14 sacks. He is the key catalyst on the defensive line. I think he's going to have a big game in Dallas on Monday night. Tom, great insight as always. I love to hear your analysis. It's going to be a lot of fun down there in Big D on Monday night. Thanks for watching us on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.